The following podcast contains personal experiences of sex, kink, gender, or body image. These stories are true, they're not safe for work, they're graphic, and they're for consenting adults only. Thanks for listening, and here we go.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from Saudi Arabian sex nerd, Abzi Faisal. I have a question for you. How do you feel about being called pervert? To me, it's kind of like taking the power back. We've been called perverts for so long, people who are interested in sex and kink, that I wonder if people take offense at it. I mean, I never took offense when people called me a cougar because I dated younger people, but a lot of people go, oh, I hate that term. Please don't ever call me that. So I don't know what you like to be referred to as. And I feel like I should refer to you personally, but there are so many listeners that I can't do your name or your scene name or your fursona personality or any of those things. So I'd like to have a way to refer to you. So far, it's been y'all. Because there's a lot of y'all. But, you know, I just feel like if I were in a live show, I'd go, hey, pervert, it means you're one of us. Let me know what you think. I love it when you send me emails. I love it, especially if you send me a voice memo so I can hear you talk about it. I love to listen to people tell me stories. This week has been a tough one. We had our live stream starring Margaret Cho on Saturday night, and we've never had that many problems. And it was not because of Margaret Cho, because Margaret Cho was the penultimate experience. So nice. Showed up for tech rehearsal, recorded herself so that we can have it at some point for Patreon and then later on for the podcast. Like, so pleasant to work with. And by the way, has promised that she will come back and perform live on the Body Storytelling stage when the world returns. So that's a little carrot she dangled for us. If only we can make it through the end of the pandemic, we could be in the same room with Margaret Cho. But the behind the scenes were, we had a computer die. We had to find emergency backup live stream producers. We had to struggle to get through tech rehearsal because the person behind the controls, Marty, his computer was just dead. It was like trying to die on us. We got it to work long enough for tech rehearsal. We struggled to figure out how we were going to make sure that it did not go down because seriously, we were so close to sold out on this live stream. So close. I was holding my breath. Honestly, I didn't sleep for 36 hours in the middle of the week. I think I took a two-hour nap in there, got up at 5 a.m., did it again, did everything I could to make sure that everything worked because I'd been trying to get Margaret Cho for 7 years. And I finally got a yes, and I was not going to blow it. So that was bad timing for a computer to go down. The funny thing is the last storyteller had internet issues or something dropped on their end, and it was the perfect little moment to drop, but we all had a heart attack because we were in the final stretch. We're almost there. That's a bad time for the storyteller to go out in the middle of a story, but the timing was perfect. People were so impressed. They were like, wow, that was like watching TV. There was this cliffhanger in Archie Bongiovanni's story, and then suddenly the call dropped on Archie's end. And we were all like, Marty had music queued up, totally filled in the space till Archie came back. And somebody said, that was like watching TV. Cliffhanger, commercial, back to story. That's how good we are, y'all. We're like TV now. except we're allowed to talk about sex and kink. That's the world I want to live in. We will have the live stream up this week on our Patreon. That's where all the live stream replays live. Everybody who watched the live stream said it was the most phenomenal thing they'd ever seen. Body fans, as you know, are the nicest people in the world. It's such a great way to get to meet other people. I watch people flirt with each other in chat through every live stream. I watch them stop talking to listen to the stories and then go back. We have this dance party. It's so engaging. And I'm so proud of the people in my community who are working so hard to help me spread the word when social media won't let me spread the word. But I am on cloud nine about Margaret Cho. So phenomenal. What a performer. It's so hard to deliver when you're sitting in your living room on your couch and giving that live show experience. She pulled it off. She is incredible. And as I said at the live stream show, y'all should go read Margaret Cho's bio on her website at margaretcho.com. I'm going to give you the same homework because you are going to be blown away at the phenomenal life that Margaret Cho has had. My dream came true this week. I finally had Margaret Cho in my live stream. We'll share it with you soon. But yeah, I made it through the toughest week of my life. I hope your life's getting better. I'm hoping you see in daylight at the end of the tunnel. I feel like we're inching toward normal life. I hope to see your face in person at a live show soon. Oh my God, that's so exciting to me. Do you need to unwind after a long day of Zoom calls? Or are you looking for some new self-care ideas? Maybe you just need a way to get out of that funk, to start feeling like yourself again. You can reset and reconnect with yourself with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel real. It's immersive scenarios. Dipsy is believable characters and stories that transport you so you can feel like you're right there. To me, that's great storytelling. And Dipsy releases new stories every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Dipsy offers you unlimited access to their library of 400 plus short, sexy stories. And Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself and these incredible bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off to sleep. It's been too long. It's time to allow your mind to lead your body into new, different sensations and fantasies. And for listeners of the Body Storytelling Podcast, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsestories.com/Dixie. Take a break from those exhausting video calls. Savor some new sexy stories and enjoy a little in-person pleasure. Head over to dipsystories.com right now and tell them I sent you by using the promo code Dixie. Are you curious about this week's storyteller? Well, here you go. Abzi Faisal is a polyamorous tech sex nerd who moved to Seattle from Saudi Arabia in search of fortune and kinky sex. Abzi is trying his best to close the vagina orgasm gap, but his blowjob skills might still need work. This storyteller is Abzi Faisal.
So she looked at me in the eye and grabbed my cock, and that's when I said, I can't believe we survived a raid from the religious police. I could have been in prison for 6 months. I could have gotten 80 lashes, maybe. You could have been deported. That's when she bit her lip, looked at me and said, well, your cock better be worth it. So I grew up in Saudi Arabia, and as some of you might know, Saudi Arabia is a highly segregated country. They segregate men and women based on that, where schools are segregated, even restaurants are segregated for single men, and then everybody else. even the internet was highly censored. When I was a horny little kid, I had to learn how to use computers very well and learn network security and all of that to circumvent the censorship so I can get porn, put it on floppy disks, and give it to my and sell it to my friends, actually. About 20 bucks a pop. But now I work for one of the major tech companies here in Seattle, so thank you, porn. So being in Saudi Arabia gives you a lot of time to really read about porn, about vaginas, about sex. And I became obsessed with vaginas. Actually, one of the really good books that I read at that time was She Comes First by Ian. Yeah. And in that book, they talk about the three steps of going down on a vagina, you know, the foreplay, the coreplay, and the moreplay. You know, foreplay being, as it describes, you know, kissing, teasing, you know, not a lot of penetration. But then with coreplay, that's when, you know, licking happens, and that's when fingering happens too. And moreplay is, you know, aftercare almost, you can think about it, for you kinky people. So let's go back to 2013. I was at a desert party. People usually in Saudi Arabia go to desert parties and out of the city because they try to get away from people or neighbors telling on them and calling the religious police, and people get arrested and people get into a lot of trouble. So people go into desert party. And this particular one, there was around like 100 people. People got their homebrew alcohol with them. And there are large speakers and big bonfire, people dancing. And it happens that a day before, I bought a bottle of Johnny Walker from a dirty cop. And so I was hot commodity there. So while people are dancing, dust everywhere, walks up to me, Kathy. Kathy is a redhead, about 5'6", and she was wearing a freckled face and wearing this like short skirt and like sundress, kind of, I should say. And when she came up to me, she spoke with the most sexiest South African accent. She kind of looked like Julia Stiles from 10 Things I Hate About You, plus being a redhead and talked like Trevor Noah. So we talked a lot that night. We danced, we kissed, we made up. But later that night, we cuddled in my tent because she didn't bring her tent, so we just cuddled. She set her boundaries, not to have anything dirtier than that, and I respected that. But a couple of weeks later, we went on a date. And I chose to go to a restaurant that is owned by Prince because there is less chance of the religious police trying to do a raid in a restaurant like that. Also, I knew the waiter. The waiter knew what to do. As soon as I came over there, they got us a room all the way in the back, kind of a secluded area, and we ordered some food. It was Chinese food. Sadly, it wasn't anything exotic like, you know, honey and dates. But after we ate, we just immediately started making out. She grabbed my cock, and I started sliding my hands up her thigh, and she wasn't wearing any underwear. So I started massaging her clit over the hood, just a dry rub a little bit, and that's about 5 minutes when we're just making out and touching each other. And then there busts in the waiter, tells me that the religious police raided the place. So he told us to stay in there and just don't move, be quiet. So we did that, but I noticed that she didn't stop rubbing my cock. I didn't stop rubbing her pussy too. So we continued doing that. I went down, it was getting too dry, so I went down to get some lubrication under the hood, and that's when I discovered I've never made somebody that wet before. So I started rubbing her with her own wetness for a while. That was foreplay. I remember that book. But then the waiter comes in, is like, the British police is gone. I got rid of them. The coast is clear. You're safe. And that's when she looked at me and I told her, I can't believe we survived a religious police raid. I could have been in jail for 6 months. I could have got 80 lashes. You could have been deported. And she said, well, your cock better be worth it. We paid our bill. We got the fuck out. Went back to my place. And as soon as I got in, she just pushed me against the couch, straddled me, took off her dress. She had nipple rings. I've never seen nipple rings that close before. So I started playing with them gently, licking them, and just being very gentle with her. And I think I pinched her a little bit, and I said, like, oh, was I being too rough? She said, like, you're not being rough enough. And that's when I started scratching, started twisting her nipples, and just smacking her in the ass until, like, she was just starting to scream. I put my hands on her mouth just so the neighbors could not hear and call the religious police. And that's when I thought, foreplay time is over. It's core play time. So I lift her up, put her on the bed, and I started biting her thighs, going up slowly, until I reached her pussy. I gave it one big lick from the butthole to the clit, spread her clit with my tongue, and I started massaging it firmly, circular motion, as the book says. And then I inserted one finger in, come hither motion. And then comes the second finger in, and I just started fingering faster and faster until I can hear her moan harder and harder, until she put a pillow on her face and I can feel my hearing being muffled by her thighs and her shaking violently and coming over and over again, and I'm just not stopping, I just kept going, until her body collapsed in front of me. And after that, she pulled my hair up, made out with me, I laid down next to her, massaging her pussy, you know, more play. Kissed her more, kissed her lips, kissed her neck, until at the end she looks at me and said, finally, somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing. Thanks, She Comes First. Highly recommended. Who would have thought, you know, a nerdy kid who's horny in Saudi Arabia, who grew up in a very conservative country, grows up to be a techie in Seattle, who's poly and queer and a dirty little slut. But looking back at the signs, that actually makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Cool when it came with no roof. Yeah, I just give it my dues. say I hit a lick, alhamdulillah. Oh, you're skating there, alhamdulillah. Never snitch, alhamdulillah. Oh, you're skating rich, alhamdulillah.
That song was Never Snitch by Skinny. Sometimes I think I actually have the coolest job ever. I just ordered new custom butt plugs for the Butt Plug Club. If you know about Body's Patreon, you know that we have weird shit. No, wait, I shouldn't say shit because I just said butt plug. But we do have really unique interactions with our patrons because our patrons are the ones who are keeping us going through a global pandemic. So we have levels like the Confidant, where we get together and we have a Zoom call and chat with each other about, you know, you wish you had the open-minded friends that you could ask questions and problem solve and brainstorm and tell your stories to. We have that. We have the Friends with Benefits level, which gets you the live stream replay. We get you the hookup, which gets you free live stream tickets and the live stream replay, plus the special events that we're putting together all the time. I'm working on brand new ways to engage with my patrons because I'm so grateful to them. I'd love it if you'd become one right now. Go to patreon.com/body. Support us at whatever level you can afford right now. And that means you're not just going to be a listener. You're going to be a member. And a member means we get to come together and have a human connection at a time when we need it more than ever. So go to patreon.com/body, and thanks in advance for your support. We have been getting rave reviews for our live streams. Even Margaret Cho said good things. And there is nothing like the live experience. You've heard me say that for years about the stories that I put on stage. The next best thing is the live stream. Our next live stream is going to be on Saturday, April 17th, 7 p.m. Pacific time. We have people setting their alarm clocks all over the world to be with us live on the live stream. It means that no matter where you are, you can join us for the show. You can comment. You could be an exhibitionist, which means you get to be on screen and dress up. We've got drag queens. We've got furries. We've got kinksters. We've got costumed polyamorists. And we've got you, I hope. We've also got voyeurs, which means you can turn your camera off because we know what you're doing. And it's such a great opportunity to be part of the Body Storytelling community, live and in person. You can find the link to the tickets in the show notes. I will see you on Saturday, April 17th. Set your alarm clock, buy your tickets, and I'll see you then. Well, that's our time for this week. But before we go, I want to ask you if you could write us a review on your podcast platform. You know, people aren't really sure what to expect of sex and storytelling. We've all had bad experiences, and Body is so different. And I want them to understand that people like you love the work and love the stories that we're putting out in the world. So wherever you do it, please review us. It means so much. It means that new people will give us a try. And I'd like to thank the team that make the Body Storytelling podcast and live stream possible. Thank you to Joe Moore, Mosa Maxwell-Smith, Houdini's Tree, who recorded this story live in Seattle, David Grossoff, Donal Mooney, and live stream technical director and podcast producer Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie Della Tour. I'll be back next week with even more stories. This has been episode 166 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.